Hello, this is Michael Zuber, and I wanted to thank you for choosing to spend a little time with One Rental at a Time. My life's mission is to help investors close 1 million rental properties. In order to tackle this crazy goal, I will need your help. If you like this episode or any of the content we produce, please share it on social media. If you get one of my books or perhaps one of our 500 cards, please take a selfie and tag One Rental at a Time. Now on with the show.
How can a landlord make more money without raising the rent? I want to thank my brother Dale for this question. He called me yesterday and out of the blue just asked, how can a landlord make more money without raising the rent? I have several siblings, some with rentals, some without. Dale doesn't own any rentals, so I think he was actually having like an existential crisis of, if I become a landlord, how would I make more money without raising the rent? Because some people would feel bad about raising the rent. I don't think he wanted to hear the answer, since he doesn't own rentals. He's the Dave Ramsey guy all the way. No debt, paid off house, doing really well, but not into the rental thing. So when I had an answer, I think he was shocked when I said, first thing, he just calls, kind of out of the blue, he says, hey, how can a landlord make more money without raising rent? And I said, well, one of the ways would be to shop around for a better insurance rate, lower your expense, maybe refinance your house, bring your mortgage payment down. And he goes, whoa, wait. So you can actually make more money without raising the rents. And I said, absolutely. And it's okay, click, phone's off. So I'm sitting there thinking, well, that's interesting. But it actually got me thinking, here are a lot of ways to make more money as a landlord without raising the rent. And on the last one, I'm going to cheat. The first thing we can do is we can shop around for better insurance rates. And a lot of people will get their insurance when they get their mortgage and then they never think about it again and it renews every year. But every year you can get a price increase when you could have shopped around for a better price. So when you're getting the mortgage on your house or your rental, you can actually get better insurance by shopping around. When you renew, or at any point in time, you can shop around for a better quote. Cancel the one you have, get a rebate or a refund on the money that you paid. You could also call your insurance and say, hey, I want to raise my deductible. My goal is to have my deductibles at least $10,000 because I never want to make a claim unless it's actually something huge, like somebody got hurt or the place is burning down. Then I might actually make a claim. So with a higher deductible, you'll get a lower premium. The second thing I said was, well, maybe you could refinance your house. So this made sense in 2020 where I refinanced all the properties I had because interest rates that I had were above 6%. Rates dropped down to where I refinanced to 3%. So that refinance brought my interest rate down so much, my payments on each property dropped by over $500 a property. That doesn't suck. But right now, interest rates aren't lower than probably where a lot of people's mortgages are. So there are people who have had a mortgage for 5 or 10 or 15 years on a rental who can refinance, and because they owe a lower amount of money, the new payment would be lower. The cons are you reset the 30 years and you get the new interest rate and you reset the interest amortization. But I don't care about any of that. I care about my monthly payment and cash flow. And this was the idea of how can landlords make more money? So insurance, shopping rates, refinancing. If you absolutely just don't want to refinance because you maybe you're more than 5 years into your mortgage and you don't want to add 5 years because you for some reason want a paid off mortgage, which is something I don't want. Long list of reasons. Let me know if you want to see that in another video. But you can then do a recast of your mortgage. Take a lump sum, 10 or 20,000, ask your lender what they're comfortable with. Make a payment on your mortgage. It keeps the same interest rate and the same duration of your mortgage, but it resets the payment based on the current amount owed. It's called a recast. This can lower your monthly payment as well, increasing the amount of money that the landlord is going to make. Another thing you can do, something that my brother did with success, something Beth Traverso did with success but didn't like the end results, is go to the county tax assessor. Don't call him a pig. Don't start with that. Go to the county tax assessor and dispute the amount of property taxes you're paying. My brother's case, he was able to do it on 3 or 4 different properties, bring his property taxes down annually. Because if you reduce your expenses, you increase the amount of profit that you're making, which increases the amount of money that a landlord makes. Beth Traverso did this successfully on a place that she was rehabbing. So now it was on the county tax assessor's radar, and they were watching. When is it done? What is it done? Oh, what's the new value? And taxes can go up in that case. The way that I prefer to make the most more money as a landlord is I choose not to have a property manager. If I invested at a distance, like Millennial Mike, who is got a killer strategy, he's coming on the cusp of financial freedom, he'll be able to leave that toxic W-2 job that people hate, and He's doing it by investing at a distance. In that case, I absolutely recommend doing it the way he does and having a property manager. I prefer to invest locally within an hour of where I live, especially since I house hack, that's fairly close. And I like to self-manage. It does a couple of things. One, it keeps my turnover low because turnover is expensive, which increases the amount of money that I make. If I can keep my turnover low, and a property manager makes money on tenant turnover, so they have a conflicting odd, they're conflicting odds than I am. I also, without thinking of tenant turnover, in a lot of cases, a property manager makes more income on a rental than the owner does. So yeah, Alex, I'll take doubling my income on a rental for no PM, please. So if you don't have a backbone and you think tenants will walk all over you, even if you're investing locally, that might be a time a property manager will actually make you more money. Don't be the wrong kind of lazy. I'm the lazy investor, and I reached financial freedom by investing in a way to, it's never going to be easy, but I made it as easy as I could because being lazy, the easier I made it, the more likely I was to follow through with it. So now, the wrong kind of lazy would be hiring a contractor or handyman and not getting several quotes. Don't be lazy. Get three or four quotes. I use the math of time to explain this. Before joining the Marine Corps, my family, well, they did after too, had tree services. My dad was an arborist. My brothers were arborists. I was the manual labor, youngest of all the siblings. So I joined the Marines because that was easier than tree work. But one of my jobs in the tree work was to be the estimator. I would go out and bid jobs at different places. And this is how almost all contractors work. Pretty sure old guy REI Frank Contreras doesn't work this way, but think of other contractors. If a contractor has 3 weeks or 4 months worth of work booked up and you call to get an estimate on something, your price is going to be pretty high because they're going to have to work overtime, a weekend, or displace another customer to get to your job. But if a contractor or a tree surgeon or somebody like that has tomorrow booked and then they're unemployed for the next week, your prices can come down so that they can get the job because they want to eat next week. So the reason we get multiple quotes isn't because we're looking for the best contractors, because we're looking for good contractors. There are many bad ones. We'll filter through those over the years. But you find those good contractors and then you time your bid with when they don't have work, and you'll never know because you have to just get several bids and watch the bids that come in lower. And that's the one on a good contractor that you would go with to make more money. Another way that you can make more money as a landlord without raising rent is to actually be proactive and do maintenance. Winterize your properties. Take Matt the Lumberjack Landlord's course and take that little filter thing and clean your HVAC system so that you're not doing an emergency service call, and replace the filters in a timely manner and do all of the things. Because I learned this last year, I was in Portugal for a couple of months, and while I was in Portugal, I had four refrigerators and three water heaters. It was one of the other. Three of one, four of the other, not sure. Almost all happened in 1 month. I had just set a plan to replace water heaters if they were inside the house where a leak could damage the joist or the flooring. I wanted them replaced at 8 years. If they were in a garage on cement where they have an expansion tank and they're not going to damage anything when they go, I was going to set it at 12 years. Well, several of mine were beyond both of those. And so I had emergency call-outs with my handyman instead of scheduled water heater replacements, which added a little bit to the cost. So you can make more money by winterizing and planning ahead for maintenance and repairs. Another thing you can do when it's talking about planning ahead, and this is very important if you're a landlord, can be important if you're a homeowner, you can do this too. But whenever you're going to do something like put in flooring, do trim, replace a water heater, anything where there's going to be several expenses on a job, don't spread it out over several weeks. Go into Lowe's or Home Depot, go to the pro counter. I do not have an LLC for my rentals. There is a long list of reasons why I never will have an LLC for my rentals. There are reasons when you should. I don't have those reasons. But you go in just as a human, not an entity or a business, and you say, I'm a pro. I would like a pro account. So you go to Lowe's or Home Depot, and there might be other places out there like McClendon's or Ace that have something like this, but I'm familiar with the Lowe's and Home Depot ones. You should go to Martin Properties on YouTube and find the link to some of the stuff that they're using on their rehabs. And they put the links in the descriptions of their videos so that you could actually see where they have at Lowe's and Home Depot. But if you go to Lowe's and Home Depot and your expense for that trip, not the project, but the trip that day, is over $1,500, and they might be able to space it out if you work with them, but if it's over $1,500, You don't get the 5% discount for using the Lowe's or Home Depot card. You don't get the 10% discount if you're a veteran. What you do is you go to the Pro account, Pro counter, and you bring up your carts of all of the things you're buying that time, and you scan it like you're at a check stand. The person behind the counter submits that invoice to corporate, and corporate kicks back today's estimate on your discount. I've, in the last couple of months, because I'm doing my first and last burr, I've gone in with a couple of expenses, and they were between $2,000 and $3,000, and one of them was a 22% discount, and one of them was a 26% discount. So it varies on the day, but you can save a significant amount of money if you plan when you're buying and aggregate those expenses. Another thing you can do is, as you develop those people skills and have a property manager, if you think they're gonna walk all over you, is if you do self-manage, hold your tenants to the lease. Right? If there's late fees, make them pay it. If there's an early termination fee in the agreement, take it out of the deductible or make them pay it. Hold people to the lease, because our tenants hold landlords to the lease. The law holds landlords to the lease. And yes, there's bad apples out there, but that's why the laws exist. This is one that's very important to me. And whenever I do a purchase of a rental, I actually consider this in the factor of, am I going to buy that or not? I want the property set up in such a way that as much as possible, all utilities, whenever possible, are in the tenant's name. I don't want electricity or gas heat, if you're in Siberia like Matt, in my name. Because here's the concept I want you to think. People waste less when it impacts them. People waste more when it impacts the evil landlord. So whenever possible, utilities in the tenant's name. Not always possible, but whenever possible, that's the direction I shoot for. Another thing I want you to consider as a landlord to make more money without raising the rent is to think of the real estate X factor. There is an XY axis X factor in real estate that the more risk you're willing to take, the more money you can make. But now think, the more work you're willing to do, the more money you can make. If you self-manage short-term rentals, you will make a lot more money than if you have a property manager with long-term rentals. Somewhere in that spectrum is where you fall on the amount of work you want to do, the amount of risk you want to take, and the return you want to get on your money. I actually prefer long-term tenants that are self-managed. I could make more with mid-term or short-term rentals, but I'm super lazy. And if it took more work, I probably wouldn't do it. So instead of considering different strategies, I want you to realize, how many have I gone through now on ways to make more money as a landlord? Because this video is going to be uploaded in the course later. So you're getting this for free here on YouTube, but there will be breakdowns on a lot of these in the course. I haven't talked about raising the rent yet, right? These are all just strategies on how to make more money as a landlord that you can do in conjunction with raising rents, right? But here's the last two, and then I'll cover the way that I cheat. The first one is, don't overcomplicate your business. I see it often in the Real Estate Rookie, the Bigger Pockets Facebook groups, or in the forums, where people go, I have three rentals, what should I do? And you'll see all these people pipe in that don't even have a rental yet, and they go, well, you need to hire an attorney and a CPA and put every property in an LLC, and you need to have business banking accounts, and you need to just have all this high-end, super expensive software. All of those take away money, add to your expenses, and reduce the amount of money that a landlord makes, whether you raise the rent or not. Here's what my business looks like with 18 rental units. I house hack one, so I'm living for free. And as soon as I rent out the other side in this rehab, I'll be getting paid to live here. But, long list of reasons for no LLC. I have retained an attorney. If I ever have to go through an eviction, I have one on retainer, and I did ask them one question. In my leases, is there any verbiage that you would like that would make your job easier if we ever go through an eviction together because you work in the system that you're going to be operating in? Meow. Well, my cat's here somewhere. The neighborhood cat, did he wake up? All right. So, CPA, because there's multiple times of depreciation, hired an attorney, didn't use software for a long time. I had apartments.com or Zillow to market properties. I'm not using Hemlang, but I have 18 units, right? If you have one or two, I don't know if you need that. I have one checking account. It's a personal checking account. It's not a business account. I have one, this is one. I have one savings account. I have one credit card used for cash back. Yes, there are points and flights and all that confusing stuff, but I'm lazy, I just like getting money back. I have one spreadsheet with a tab for income and a tab for expenses that I send to the CPA like I did this last weekend, and I sleep like a baby. The last thing before I tell you how I cheat is we don't overcomplicate our business, don't undercomplicate your business. Even with just one rental, I would have a CPA. There are multiple forms of depreciation and different tax strategies that you can use to plan when you might want to do things, what write-offs you might want to take to stay bankable. All of those things, I want a pro telling me how to do it. And the last thing on how I cheat this entire video was, how does a landlord make more money without raising the rents? Thank you again, Dale, for the question yesterday when I was in the middle of a nap. And I cheat. This entire video was, here's how I make more money with all of these strategies as a landlord, and you can use some of these or all of these strategies to make more money without raising the rent. I don't raise the rent. I have my tenants raise the rent. I have a strategy called the binder strategy. You can find it at deontalk.com. I made a free course, so there's no hidden cost in the free course. It teaches you as a landlord how to get your tenants to ask you to raise the rent, and usually a significantly larger amount than if we were to just go in and raise it ourselves. If you like your questions answered during a live stream, every Tuesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Pacific, I do live streams that last generally as long as the questions do. Until my next video, thanks for coming to my Deon Talk.